Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Irish Racing Preview. You join us on Sunday ahead of a 7-race card from Nace for our Irish fans to look forward to. My name is Sam Norris and joining me on the line, as ever on our Irish Racing Previews, is Mr. Andy Holding. How are you today, Andy?
I'm pretty good, Sam.
Good stuff.
How about you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. Really enjoyed the racing yesterday, actually, and looking forward to another decent Irish card today.
Yeah, another decent dose of it. Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it, today? Really good card, very competitive. Quite like the shape of the card. A lot of my old favourites are running. I'm particularly looking forward to that handicap, race 3, the Woodlands Park 100 Club Nosneria handicap. That always throws up a good quality of horse, and 16 runners due to go to post, first 4 places, and quite a few horses have been doing some good numbers this year in better company than this. So that's probably my favourite race of the day, but we have got a grade 2, 2 grade 2s as well, so plenty of quality as well as good competitive racing as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Plenty to look forward to from this Nace card then. And we'll start with the 150 and the first race of the day. This one is a 2-mile maiden hurdle with 22 runners set to contest this. A Hardy Nailer is the 7-4 favourite. Arctic Skipper is on 11-4. 7-2 for Hold the Line. Prickly is 6-1. 15-2 for Patio and 16's Bard. How do you see this one going?
Well, a lot depends on Hardy Nailer, of course. He's probably got the best individual piece of form in this race. When he chased home Black Hercules at Cork back in November, Black Hercules, of course, is very much on the punter's shortlist for either the Neptune or more than likely the Albert Barlett at the Cheltenham Festival, classy horse that he is. So it wasn't a great surprise that we saw a Hardy Nailer, a very short price favourite, to boost up that form next time out at Clonmel. Only for him to really squander his lines, it has to be said. That said, the winner's quite useful in her own right, Keppel's Queen. She's run well subsequently in a listed mare's race at Leopardstown. And his figures are quite good. My speed figures suggest that Hardy Nailer very much is still the one to beat despite that defeat last time out. But I'm going to just take him on anyway, just for the fun of it, with the Arctic Skipper, Vincent Halley's 6-year-old, who's very much a chaser in the making. His first victory in his life came in a point to point, so we know he stays really well. And I just think he's found, on his last two runs, 2 miles being all against him, really. Particularly last time out at Thurley's, ran a tight track. But I like the way he come there cruising at the last and looked like he was going to win. Only to be out-battled on the running by a useful horse of Willie Mullins, is called Totally Dominant. The pair of them pull well clear. And I think that's a useful piece of form as well in its own right. He's quite useful, the winner. I think we're going to see the best of Arctic Skipper when he runs over 2.5 stroke 3 miles in the future. But this is a stiff track now, so you do need to get home. Regular followers of the Irish racing on a regular basis will know that the last 2 furlongs here is all on the collar. So you want something that really stays, gets home well. And I think this horse is tailor-made for this race here today. It's big on numbers, this race, but lacking in quality. So I think the front 2 in the market set a good standard. But I'll go with Arctic Skipper. He's sure to come on for that run at Thurley's the other day. And hopefully this stiffer track, as I said, will play into his strengths.
OK, Arctic Skipper then, the one for Andy in the opener at Nace, the 150. Next up then is the 220 race. This one is a 2-mile handicap hurdle and another JP McManus horse leads the betting. A Grey Matter is 5-2, Lil Shane 7-2, 5-1 for Westerner's Son. Misty Lady is 7-1, double figure prices or bigger the rest of them. And this Grey Matter scored over track and trip here last month, Andy. A worthy favourite?
Oh, very much so, yeah. I think his form here, certainly judged on my speed figures as well, he's very much the key to this race, you'd imagine. He's not for the first time run well around this track. He seems to save all his best runs for Nace. He certainly ran above himself on a couple of times last year as a 5-year-old. So it's no great surprise to see him competitive in handicaps around this course. And it was a race that was run at a true gallop as well that day. Westerner's Son was in there to ensure that was the case. A Grey Matter come there absolutely cantering in between 2 out and the last. So it was to the runners-up great credit that he managed to make Martin Brazel's charge, pull out all the stops. That's not for the first time Western the Sun has done that, because the day when he won at Leopardstown, he got headed by Follow the Sign, and it looked like it was game over, but he rallied really strongly on the run in there that day to pull it out the fire. He went from sort of trading odds on to trading about 1,000 to 1 and then back the other way. So it wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world if Western the Sun is to sort of make this field dig very deep again, and he's very brave once he's overtaken. So I think these two are definitely the two to beat. Like I say, my speed figures suggest that. The form of that race at Nace has already begun to work out well. Horses like Miradane, who finished 5th, has run well subsequently. Rocky Wednesday, who is 6th, he's won over fences subsequently. Even Some Article, who only beat one horse home in 11th, he's gone in subsequently. So I think, this is the key form line. It's course and distance form. It's a strong speed figure. And I think the front two in the market will dominate here. So I think you either back both of them, or you back Western the Sun each way. Doesn't matter which way you play that race, but I think you'll be there or thereabouts to one of those two.
Okay, then there we go. The thoughts of Andy in the 220. Next up at 250, it's a 2.5 mile novice handicap chase. This is the one you mentioned at the top of the podcast, Andy, and it's two Giggenstown horses that lead the market. Bishop's Road is 3-1. It's 11-2 for Empire of Dirt. Champagne James also an 11-2 shot. Nines about size and Cole. Nines also for Gallant Tip. So Harry Cash is 10-1. It's 12s or bigger the rest of them. Who wins this valuable handicap?
Yes, I've just been dealt the most severest of hammer blows to the heart today, because I was going to nap Flying Rightly. He was my number one choice today. I was really looking forward to seeing him, and I've just realised he's a non-runner. So that's a real body blow for me, because I thought he was the class horse in this race and he'd take a good deal of beating. So I'm going to have to revert to plan B here and obviously find something else. But that doesn't mean to say that I haven't got a good substitute awaiting in the shape of Empire of Dirt, Con Murphy's 8-year-old, who has yet to win a race in 5 attempts over fences, but that's through ill luck rather than him not being good enough. Last time at Thurles, he got the race in safekeeping, and he come down to that notorious second last, which has claimed many a victim in recent times. No great surprise as well. They come off a bend there, hurtling at pace, downhill. You've literally only got to touch that fence at Thurles and you're on the floor. And that's what Empire of Dirt did. He rather overjumped rather than anything. I think it was a bad mistake, but his momentum got him on the deck. And that was a real shame, because that would have been a nice and a deserved success, because he'd been knocking at the door prior to that. His run behind Down Ace the time before was reasonable. And also he was, good enough to run behind two very nice horses at Navan back in December. That was Wounded Warrior and Blood Cateel. Wounded Warrior will probably go to the festival. Blood Cateel, I'm not sure where he'll go, but he's won subsequently, and he's a very good horse in his own right. So I think Empire of Dirt here for Mark of 125 has got him quite lightly here, and I'm expecting him to make up for that fall through the day. Bishop's Road looks the obvious danger. He showed good battling qualities the other day down in Leopardstown to withstand a Tony Martin horse who was coming with a head of steam on the running. But obviously, he's been well found in the market. So Empire of Dirt, currently 11-2 with William Hill this morning. Shame Fine Rightly doesn't run, but he's an able deputy.
Okay, Empire of Dirt then, the pick for Randy in the 250. Next up at 320 is the first of two grade twos on the card. This one is a 2 mile novices hurdle. It's Max Dynamite who leads the market at 6-4. 7-2 for All Hell Let Loose. 7-2 for Modem. Who are you going for here?
Well, I'm quite surprised the betting here, to be honest, Sam, because I think there's a horse here that deserves to be a good deal shorter in the betting, and William Hill are the only ones who've reacted in the right way for me. They've shortened this horse up. And the horse in question is Modem. I know the ratings will tell you he's got a bit to find. He's only rated 127. But for me, that run in the big handicap at Leopardstown back in January is singularly the best piece of form going in this race for me. I thought that was a really good race this year. It was run at a sound pace. Often those handicaps are. So he's used to running it, if you like, championship pace. And he pulled out all the stops that day to finish an absolute blinding second. I thought he was actually going to win going down to the last, but KTT had been laid out for the race. He was a good horse on the flat. Just had too much speed for him on the running. But take nothing away from Jessica Harrington's charge. He beat the rest of the field, and it was a good field as well, quite comfortably. Let's look at the horses who've run out of the race subsequently, just to get you an idea of how good this race is. Pair of Brown Eyes, who was sixth. He finished third subsequently back at the same track. Right down the middle, who was ninth. He won yesterday. Kashmir Peak, who was 11th. He finished second at Market Raising the other day, and gone all the way down to the 19th of the 29 24 finishes that day. Follow the sign. He's also won subsequently. So this race has worked out really well. The figure on the day was very good, speed figure-wise. So for me, William Hill gone 7-2, but you can get much bigger than that, 9-2, even 5-1 in a place for Moden this morning. I think Moden should be favourite here. Yes, OK, Max Dynamite's a nice horse, and of course he represents Willie Mullins. And there's no kick and rock in the race for that 5-year-old to lock horns with today. And you've got All Hell at Loose as well. I certainly respect him. He's been second in a listed race to Ben Telemar. And also in the Grade 1, the Raw Bond early on in the season behind Nichols Canyon. So don't get me wrong, these two are useful horses in their own right. But I do think Moden's handicap form is certainly deserves him to be a good deal shorter in the betting. I expect that's the way the market will unfold today. The race will be run at the same pace as well. Lino Reig will be there to make the running and hopefully set it up for Jessica Harrington to charge. So Modem, really confident vote there in the 320.
OK, then Modem gets the vote in the 320. Next up then at 350, we have a 2-mile Grade 2 chase. And Maloney is the 11-10 favourite. 15-8 for Twin Light. Moscow Manon is 7-2. 16-1 for Rathlin. And the outside of the five, Rocky Wednesday, is 25-1. And I suppose the obvious form line here, Annie, the front three in the market all lined up in Leopardstown in December in a Grade 1 contest. That was won by Twin Light with Moscow Manon back in fifth and Maloney in sixth. Can either of these reverse the form today?
Well, I'm hoping that Maloney can. I'm a massive, massive fan of this horse. Regular podcasters will know that I've tipped him quite a few times. And I did so when he won in Fairy House the other day, absolutely destroying his field. I've never seen a horse in a handicap travel as well as Timothy Dawes' 9-year-old did. And largely due to that is that Davy Russell's been riding him. Now, Davy's got an unbelievable record on this 9-year-old. I think he's only ever been beaten one in about five or six starts when he's got the leg over. And he's just basically been the making of the horse. He just gets the horse to settle. The team, you know, as a duo, click really well. He knows the horse, and likewise, I think he feels comfortable with Davy on his back. And he just gets him to switch off, and he gets him to travel. And when he presses his buttons late on in a race, he can really quicken. And, you know, you had to be really impressed by the way he won last time out at Fairy House. Now, he has obviously got to turn the form around with Twin Light. And you'll be looking at that race back in December and thinking, how can he possibly do it? You know, Twin Light was a worthy winner that day. But the key to Twin Light, he chased just in behind the speed, a very strong, strongly run race, whereas Maloney was right out the back door, and I mean right out the back door. I think he had one behind him with going down the back straight, and he made up a hell of a lot of ground in the latter stages, Maloney, to be never nearer six. So I think, obviously, with this small field today, he's not going to be too far away, the main front runners, and I think that will be the key to Maloney's success here today. Not only is he the one to beat for me, but he's also brilliant around this track. 3-for-3 round Nace. So the combination of Davy Russell on board, a smaller field, which I mean will get him closer to Twin Light today, 3-for-3 at the track, and everything set fair for Maloney to justify his position in the market in the 350.
Fair enough, Maloney then. In that 350 next up, at 420, we have a 3-mile handicap chase. On the Shannon leads the market at 6-1, 7-1 for Festive Felon. Kilcrea is 7-1, 15-2 for Jupiter. Davy from Milan is 8-1, 10s or bigger the rest of them. A pretty open look to this race, Ander.
Yeah, I'm going to go with David from Milan now, going to give him another chance. I quite fancied him down in Downroar the other day. I tipped him on the podcast, and to my shock and horror, he ran probably his worst race so far under rules, which was a bit of a surprise, really, because he'd gone there off the back of a win, a confidence-boosting win at that as well at Navan. You know, he doesn't win very often, this horse. He places, but often finds it difficult getting his head in front. So I thought, once now he's got that win under his belt, he'll go on from that, but he never jumped all travel up Down Royal, whether it was a track or he was feeling the effects of that hard race the time before, or he just had an off day. God only knows, but it wasn't a tragic run. He was still there in contention coming down the hill, but it was really hard work for Adam O'Neill. He had to be at this horse from a long, long way out. Perhaps he was going right-handed because he kept jumping out to his left and he was on the wrong leg all the time and he just never, never was comfortable. But I'm hoping going back the other way today, left-handed, will get him into a better jumping rhythm. And if he does, then he's got every chance of running up to that Navan level, which saw him victorious over It's the Ice I Like. Contrast, he jumped particularly well that day. So maybe, like I say, it's going left-handed will be the key to him today. But he's definitely got the class and the speed figures to go well here, Davy from Milan. So we can put that run to the back of our minds from last time out and give him one more chance. At 8-1, he's on a bit of a retrieval mission, but that's not a bad price to find out. So Davy from Milan each way in the 420.
David from London in the 4:20, the pick for Andy. We'll move on then to the final race of the day, a two-mile bumper to close the card at 4:50. Just the three runners going down to post this one, unsurprisingly. Willie Mullins and Gordon Elliott train the trio. It's up for review who is the 8-13 favourite for Willie Mullins ahead of the Gordon Elliott pair of Tycoon Prince at 15-8 and Tombstone at 11-2. Seems like these are the only two trainers that want to win an Irish bumper, Andy.
Yeah, they've got an embarrassment of riches in this department, haven't they? They've been the dominant force throughout the season, particularly Willie Mullins. I think he must have probably the best part of 6 to 7 or maybe even 8 horses that he could, in theory, run at the Cheltenham Festival. And this is one of them. He's actually one of the market leaders at time of recording. And he's a worthy one at that as well. He was one of the most impressive winners for me, not only visually, but on the clock so far this year. They went a good gallop that day. They don't often do in bumpers. They tend to just quicken up from 2 or 3 out in Ireland. But that day, Paddy Mullins made sure it was a real test on this son of presenting. He was obviously got a lot of stamina. And he pushed really hard from a long, long way out. And in the end, he strode majestically clear in the latter stages, recording a very fast time. And the numbers that day stack up. And he's one of the quickest bumpers I've got so far this season, even though you know, he's only had the one run. I'd imagine that Paddy Mullins will go off and make this a good test as well today. You know, he's got two stalking horses in behind. Paddy will know these well as well because he's seen the backside of Tycoon Prince a couple of occasions this season. And he got beat by Raw Caviar last time out. And Raw Caviar has, you know, got a fairly high reputation. The form of that actually probably hasn't worked out as well as we thought because Raw Caviar's got beat twice subsequently. So, you know, Tycoon Prince, albeit he's useful, he's still quite a difficult one to assess. What I can say is he's a proper chasing type and I'm sure Gordon will have plenty of fun with him in time. He's very much in the mould of a Don Cossack. And, you know, he's got Tombstone in there as well, who is also very much going the right way. He beat a horse called Potter's Point, again another horse trained by Willie Mullins, so Willie's got a good idea of what it'll take to beat these two. He subsequently got beat Potter's Point at Leopardstown, so that's rather loose that form down to a small degree. But either way, you strip this race down, I think it's very much up for reviews to lose. He's around about the 4-6 mark this morning. And I'm sure he's got a really good chance of posting a late victory before he goes to the Cheltenham Festival.
Okay, then Andy Siding with the Willie Mullins trained up for review in that final race on the card. If you could just spin us through, please, one more time, your 7 selections for Nace on Sunday.
Yeah, smashing looking card today at Nace. We're looking forward to this action today. Starting off with Arctic Skipper in the first. He was a good second last time out. Hopefully he'll strip fitter from that run. I think the form between the Grey Matter and the Western Sun is very much the key to that 220 and expect one of them to win that 2-mile handicap. Real disappointment that Fine Rightly doesn't run, not only because I thought he was the best horse in the race, but also because we're now down to 15 runners, which is a shame. But hopefully Empire of Dirt will make up into a good substitute. In the 320, got to go with Modem there. I thought it was an excellent run last time out in that competitive handicap at Leopardstown. Best bet on the card is definitely Maloney. 3-for-3 at the track, and every time Davy Russell rides him, the two of them seem to gel perfectly. In the 4:20, difficult race, but I'll give Davy from Milan another go. He wasn't happy the other day. He was a bit lacklustre, but hopefully he'll improve today going left-handed. And one of the nicest bumper horses to run so far this season. He's up for review, and hopefully he'll follow in the hoofprints of Cyber Companion Kalultovic, who took this race last year.
Okay, there we are then. Thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of the action at Nace on Sunday. And you'll hear it all live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. with Gareth Topham, Alistair Whitehouse-Jones and Mick Norton in the studio for all the action at Nace. We're racing at Southall and Fontwell as well, so do join us for that. Thank you for joining me on the podcast this morning, Andy, and hope you enjoy the action today.
I certainly will. Cheers. Thanks, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.